It's been the buzz around many Glenwood South residents and business owners over the last few weeks, and now a proposed amendment for Raleigh's noise ordinance is on the city's radar. It's something that many people and business owners like Saida Brown, who is the owner of Urban Cabana, has wanted to see implemented for quite some time, and Saida Brown joins us now. Ms. Brown, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us here. So how long of an issue has noise been around the Urban Cabana?
Well, I have to say it's not just my place of business. It's just Glenwood South in general. And I would say probably for the last 2 years post-COVID when people really started to come outside again.
So this has been going on for about 5 years now. Is it prevalent during hours in which you're open?
No, so that's kind of the problem. That's kind of the issue. So I have a design studio, and my studio caters to our clients when they're not at work, which is, you know, after work, weekends. And I've had enough people to say, "Sai, I really want to meet with you, but can we meet someplace else? I don't want to deal with Glenwood." Whether it's the traffic, whether it's the noise, those are the two biggest issues. And so I find myself driving to where my clients are or driving to other off-site locations, which is kind of the antithesis of why I have the office studio.
Exactly. And so you have to do a lot of your work at nights or on weekends, and that's when it's toughest for you.
Right. So for me, I'm in my studio very early. I'm in, you know, 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning just to try to get a lot of pre-work done. And the parking is fine. There's no noise. I mean, I can stand in front of my studio in the Carter Building and see all the way down to Peace Street. I mean, it's crickets. But that night and weekend, or if I'm trying to host events, you know, a lot of times I'll host private showings and things like that. It can get a little sticky.
Have you had people tell you, "We would like to come to downtown Raleigh, but your area is just too noise-ridden"?
Oh, yeah, I've absolutely had that. It's too busy. You know, I cater to, I wish I, you know, sometimes I wish I catered to a business or my client base was younger, all of the new people that are coming that live in downtown Raleigh, that want to play in downtown Raleigh, but they're not. You know, I'm in my mid-50s. Most of my clients span 10 years younger or 10 years older. They want to come get a consultation without it being so hectic. But now I've been in my space almost 4 years. To move anyplace else is really cost prohibitive. So I just work around what I have. I just do a lot of work around. So I do a lot of early Saturday meetings, Saturday events, early Sunday meetings, and Sunday events as a workaround.
The parking and the noise. Is it something that's common among, is it a common complaint among other business owners that you're around?
Not too many, because where we are on Glenwood South, there's mostly bars and restaurants. And so that is a little bit more appealing. And this is what I've said this to public officials in the past. I wish there was a little bit more diversity in the types of businesses that were in Glenwood South, because people stay at the Marriott, they want to shop, they want to buy things. Even if we had a store that sold Raleigh memorabilia, there's just really no diversity in the types of businesses that are on Glenwood South, and that exacerbates the noise issue because it becomes a multiplier of more of the same thing.
So what have you heard from Raleigh City officials? I assume that you have approached them, and what would you like to see done?
Well, what I would really love to see done is have more diverse businesses in Glenwood South. That would be my ideal dream. But they hired, to the best of my knowledge, and I'm not an expert in this, but to the best of my knowledge, they've hired consultants to come do noise, like decibel checks and things like that. And I read some of the comments that people make online, and some people have said, "Well, if you don't want the noise, don't come there, or don't move there, or don't open a business there." And I think that goes against the spirit of a vibrant downtown. We want a vibrant downtown. We want the hustle and bustle and the excitement and the revenue coming into the city, but there needs to be a modicum of regulation. And I do believe in my heart that if there was a little bit more diversity in the types of businesses that were on Glenwood South, that it would not be as much of a problem.
City leaders did hire a sound consultant, which was apparently focused on areas of improvement for noise management. Did you talk to that consultant?
No, I don't even know who that is, unfortunately.
Okay.
No, sir. They didn't. I wish they would have surveyed some of the businesses that are actually on Glenwood Avenue.
Yeah, and I'm sure that you would have wanted to at least give your side of things here. And
absolutely.
Have Raleigh city leaders, I mean, there was the talk about a noise ordinance being installed last week during a city council meeting. I mean, have you heard anything there that you like or any ideas that you like that could potentially curtail this issue a little bit?
I don't want to sound like a wet blanket,
okay.
But no, I have not. I don't want to sound like Debbie Downer, and I don't want this. I don't want it to seem like, who is this lady? She's such a complainer. I try to be involved as much as I can be while still running a business to keep my doors open. But I personally don't feel that anyone has surveyed the actual businesses that are on Glenwood, particularly Glenwood South. And my business is right across from the Marriott, right across from Anthony's La Piazza restaurant. Like, I'm in the heart of it, and I wish somebody would just maybe even hire a small team and go door to door and just knock on people's doors that are actually running businesses on Glenwood Avenue. The florist left. We had Kelly Odom Florist that was right next to us. I can't say if it was because of the noise, but that was a huge loss to our community. I mean, they had a vibrant business, flower shop, and they're not even there. So I just wish maybe they would talk to some of the business owners that are actually on Glenwood South.
Syeda Brown joining us here today. She is one of the folks concerned about what's going on in downtown Raleigh. Syeda, we thank you so much for your time here. And again, you're the owner of Urban Cabana at Glenwood South. Thanks so much, and hopefully there'll be a solution to this problem. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, and have a wonderful day.